Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A measure that cleared the Illinois legislature on Tuesday will make it easier for foster children to live with family members. The Kinship in Demand Act ensures kids are placed with family whenever possible and increases state financial and logistical support to help them get there. Republican State Representative Stephen Reich of McHenry, a frequent critic of the state's Department of Children and Family Services, says the bill is a good start.
It's long overdue. We're going to have to keep our eye on what's going on with this bill. We're going to have to look at the rulemaking. We're going to have to look at what DCFS is doing with it. But I do believe that this is a step forward that we can all be proud of.
The measure also makes it easier for relative caregivers to receive more federal matching money. The bill now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for signature. Meanwhile, another bill in the Illinois legislature that would severely restrict intoxicating hemp products has died. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports the governor is not happy about it.
Pritzker backed a bill that would have imposed strict new rules on testing and selling Delta 8 and other cannabis-like products. But after a weekend of trying to gather support from state lawmakers, he fell short. Pritzker blamed a lobbying push from the hemp industry.
This was the choice by a number of people to, go for profits over people.
House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch held the bill. Pritzker blasted that move because he thought there was enough support to pass it.
The fact that it didn't get called a bipartisan bill to safeguard the people of the state of Illinois is a tragedy.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson said the city would take a financial hit and publicly criticize the bill, but Pritzker dismissed that effort and said Johnson didn't have much to do with its death. I'm Alex Degman.
A new study from the University of Iowa has linked patients with high levels of physical activity to a significantly lower risk of 19 chronic conditions, including diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease. The study looked at more than 7,000 patients at family medicine clinics who answered two screening questions on physical activity levels. Lucas Carr, an associate professor of health and physiology at the University of Iowa, led the study. He says the findings underscore how important it is for doctors to screen for physical activity the same way they check a patient's heart rate, blood pressure, and temperature.
And I would argue that the evidence supporting physical activity as a predictive measure of health and well-being is every bit as powerful as any one of those other outcomes.
Carr says few healthcare systems screen and counsel patients on exercise because it's difficult to bill for and providers are often not trained to do it. The Dubuque Community School District has landed a $1 million grant to boost teacher apprenticeships. The funding announced by the governor's office on Tuesday is the lion's share of $3.4 million awarded to 11 Iowa school districts with a high need for certified teachers. This is the second round of funding for the program that Iowa launched in 2022 with federal pandemic recovery money. The apprenticeships offer high school students and adult educators opportunities to gain classroom experience and earn teaching credentials. Dubuque's grant will provide on-the-job training, mentorships, and related instruction for 30 teaching positions. The major party candidates are set for the special election to replace Chris Cornoyer of LeClaire, who stepped down from the Iowa Senate last month to become lieutenant governor. The Quad City Times reports Republicans have nominated Katie Whittington to represent Senate District 35, which includes most of Clinton County, as well as parts of Scott and Jackson counties. Whittington is a local party organizer. Democrats, meanwhile, have picked Mike Zimmer, the president of the Central DeWitt School Board, to run in the special election set for January 28th. A free speech nonprofit says it will represent Ann Seltzer and her polling company free of charge in a lawsuit brought by President-elect Donald Trump. The suit, filed last month, claims Seltzer's inaccurate poll published by the Des Moines Register was a form of election interference. Adam Steinbaugh is an attorney with the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
The point of the lawsuit is not to win the claim, but to make someone pay the legal fees and go through the hassle of defending against a lawsuit and getting that lawsuit dismissed.
Steinbaugh says many states require plaintiffs to show supporting evidence at the outset of a case, or they may have to pay the defendant's attorney fees. However, he says Iowa does not have such laws, so the legal nonprofit is providing its services for free to take away the incentive for suing. I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.